On air, online, on demand, in your language. Planet FM on planetaudio.org.nz.
Hello and welcome to Planet FM, Michelle Henry.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having us, Camilla.
It was very nice of you to come and share with us, you know, information about the organization for which where you work as an office administrator.
That's
but
it.
I'm sure you have so many hats.
I do.
You're wearing so many hats within the organization. And of course, if you can talk with us about the organization's mission.
Okay, well, to begin with, it's been established for about 30 years now. Dalwyn Breslow, patron and now still board member. It was her baby and it began when her son was accidentally and unfortunately sustained burns. So for the last 30 years, she has followed through with this, connected to it one way or another. The main aims and options of the Burn Support Group, three-pronged approach. We want to look at the prevention. We want to make aware of the education and, most importantly, that care that's so badly needed from anyone who does sustain burn injuries.
Yes. I'm usually translate on the spot.
Okay.
And now we are just going through the questions. Thank you so much. So you are working basically, you have three parts that you work on: prevention, education, and care.
That's it.
So how long ago was the organization?
It's been running for 30 years.
Mm. So what are the prevention I don't know, methods that you have? Mm-hmm. How do you work on that?
We're trying really hard to spread the word. I guess we all know word of mouth and connecting through the community. That is the most important way and seems to travel a lot further. One of the initiatives we're working hard at is entering schools, kindergartens, community groups of all sorts. Basically, give the talk, give the presentation, depending on the age, depending on what is required. But we have available resources and these are at hand for any groups throughout New Zealand to reach out to us and we will provide them with. We find this is great as far as the magnet on the fridge. It's a small reminder of what we all know, but sometimes need to be refreshed again. Mm-hmm. And the schools, it's a great way to work alongside the fire station and their wonderful setup. We come in as an afterwards and, mm-hmm. and just reinforce what they already know, and we are the after fact. So I guess what I do say a lot of the time is if I am there and I do meet and greet, I don't really want to see these people again because obviously they are now on the end and the beginning of a new journey for them and they have at some stage received a burn.
Yes. Okay. So how many people now in your database that received the help?
Database is really private. Naturally, we have to keep it that way. It stays strictly from us, any information that comes through. We would cover now about 2,500 people throughout the country. It's a constant trying to keep in touch, trying to follow through. And, you know, from what I see of it, more severe the burn, the longer the journey for that individual. So we do want to keep following through with that. We do want to let these people know that we're there. And we do find that they make fantastic mentors and they're sharing their stories and giving back to budding up with somebody that it's all new to. Mm-hmm. They have the best advice that anyone else is going to give.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So who are the people who you actually help?
Well, let's begin with anybody who sustains a burn. I look at it as, you know, you've got your fire service, which is the very best, and they do their job the very best. If they're from there is hospitalisation required. Mm-hmm. We are very fortunate to have National Burns Hospital there at Middlemore, the unit. Mm-hmm. It is top notch. Cannot be faulted. We've had a tour through it. They keep us up to speed with what they're doing. And from there, then we can step in if we are required. And these people are normally, the journey from the hospital is now starting at home. Mm-hmm. And that's where we like to sort of let them know there is support for you. And then we let them know available what we can do to help.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah. Every story and every individual story is different. So everybody needs something different. Yeah, it's just a matter of making that connection.
I imagine that there might be quite heartbreaking stories of people having an ordinary, normal life or, you know, following, I don't know, their path and having goals and stuff like that, and then boom.
It's hard. I've been really lucky enough to be with the charity now for just over 2.5 years. And I can, yes, sometimes it's very, very hard to see what has happened and see how that life is going to change. I think it pulls at anybody's heartstrings when it comes to children. But the rewards far outweigh that side of it. We have a kids camp, which I'm sure we'll get into a bit more. But
Camp?
Yeah, the children's camp that's been running for a good 20 years now. We fund that, all of it, right through. From the travel from wherever you are in the country to the accommodation, the catering, the activities, the workshop. This next January will be my third, and I've got to say it's one of the most humbling experiences and worthwhile events and situations and environment that I can be part of. It's amazing. It's incredible.
So what is the goal actually for this camp? What is that you're trying to achieve or to bring in these children or people's lives?
I think the main thing, it's all about the children. So first and foremost, at the end of this 5-day camp, you want them to go away with this confidence that's grown, with self-esteem. It's just before you're going back into the new year of school. First time for some of the young ones, it can be quite daunting. And I saw myself in particular, the two young girls last year, the confidence and what it gave to their families, their parents. It's amazing. It really is quite incredible. And I think they find they're not the only person. I mean, a burden not only psychologically and emotionally.
That they are not alone.
Yeah, they're not the only one.
Yeah, so what brought you in this environment to work for the burn unit?
Oh, myself?
Yes.
I spent 7 years before this working with the elderly, and it was pretty much a non-charitable, non-profit organisation. And I just believe it's my thing. I love people. I love that contact. I love that the face-to-face, the good old days where you talk to each other, and I'm really bad at technology. So yeah, it's really nice to have that one-on-one and to share and to give, and it's incredibly rewarding.
Yes, so at the moment, what are the challenges that you are facing, you personally, within the organization or the organization itself?
It's a very positive place to be at the moment. We have a terrific board. We have a relatively new president who I think he's a family man. He has a daughter who sustained burns. He's strong, he's calm, he has some great future views. So I think that's really important to have someone at the head like that. The board are very passionate. Everybody's got to have something. It's something you really do believe in or you want to be a part of because of what you're doing it for. So I see it will always be moving on. The initiatives are always coming through. Like everyone else, we're well aware New Zealand's full of charities now, and everybody's out there, and they're all for good reason. Yeah. We get no government funding. So we work really, really hard to put together, it's really, I'd like to say yearly, but it's on a monthly basis. The initiatives keep coming. We need to fund. We need to keep giving. And it's all so well worth it.
So funding is basically the most challenging.
You need the money to be able to support these people.
To support the people to organise the camps that you want to. And
I have found that we're very lucky when it comes to the children again because it's also a journey for the parents. There's a lot of different feelings. There's a lot of, I will use the word guilt. I have come across that for parents in some of these incidents. So they become very close, and social media has given this access. All these children from camp, they're a family. Mm-hmm. They treat themselves as family. The parents become friends. The parents, they're so open and they're so ready, and they want to help. So
it is nice. Like a supporting network.
It is, and it grows. As people come into it, it grows. Mm-hmm.
So what would be the ideal organization? How do you see it growing? And when you're dreaming, you and the board and people there, you know, how do you see it different than it is today? Let's say in two years, 5 years.
Yeah, that's a really good question. That's one of our next to-dos. The camp will always remain. That is an icon, and that will always remain. And it's incredibly important, and it is growing. It is growing year by year. Secondly, we have just had our first women's retreat for burn survivors this year. Worked a treat. It was magic. Everything that a woman wants to have and feel and be involved in, pampered. It was a 3-day absolute brilliant experience. Small number. The next one's already thought of, underway, and next, of course, we look for venues. So I guess in the scheme of the biggest support that we require, or I'm out there trying to look for, is sponsorship. Maybe we have been incredibly fortunate. Last month we had PSL Fire and Safety.
PSL?
PSL Fire and Safety.
Fire and Safety,
yeah. They came aboard and they continue to do so for the foreseen future. Incredible funding. And we'll work with them. We've got a meeting coming up, and we'd like to give back to them whatever they require from us. So I guess if I could put the word out there anywhere, it would be like for those that, you know, maybe there is some profit they've got extra, or maybe there is a location that they have that they think, oh, we've got just what you're looking for, the environment for a women's retreat. Conferences. We're always looking to have a conference. We support...
What would be the conference about?
We send representatives through each year to the World Burn Congress in America. Now, that's a big scale. Naturally, you're talking about America. It's the most amazing experience to go through. And it's always been a dream of the charity to perhaps put, always on a smaller scale, but to be able to provide that. The fire service, the health professionals, it just covers such a big area. And if everybody could unite like that, the word is obviously going to, it's going to spread so much quicker, and everyone's going to be so much more aware. And my hope is that it brings down the statistics. That's what we want at the end of the day.
Yeah. So I hear you saying that actually awareness, it's very important. Do you think there are people out there who are suffering from, all the after effects of a major burn and are not getting the help that they deserve?
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there's people out there. How do we reach them? This is where we want to be known. This is how we try to promote ourselves.
By raising awareness.
That's right. And if they do hear it, and if they, you never know what they may need. They don't know what they may need. They just might need somebody to talk to share their story. Yeah. Every situation's different, from somebody in a bath with hot water to somebody's house burnt down. Everybody's story's going to be so different.
How does a burn like that change somebody's life?
It's really hard, isn't it? It's a rhetorical question in a way,
but what are the stories that you hear? How are the people before they meet you?
I can, with speaking to people, I'm so lucky, I suppose. I'm not burn survivor myself. I haven't had to deal with it with my family and friends and so forth. Touch wood, naturally. Stories I hear, once again, the kids break your heart. A lot of them are pure accidents. Hot water. It's a dreadful one. It's a big one.
What is the most common accident?
Well, statistics that came out last year was hot noodles. So, I mean, things we just wouldn't think about. Hot noodles, they put them in the microwave. It takes 2 minutes to turn you, but yeah, and you take those hot noodles out and they come over you, they're going to stick, and it's the beginning of a journey, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that really was high up on the statistics last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So shall I understand then that your organization is offering basically or mainly the psychological comfort and, I don't know, getting these people to know other people that went through the same situation and get them to bond and to share stories and eventually that would raise their confidence.
That's it.
Or they become more confident.
That's it. It's all about trying to give them whatever they need as support. I mean, not only is the scarring, everybody's going to look at that. Everybody notices a difference about that. You can do fine with that for so long. But there's also the other side of how to perhaps help that and how to follow the rules that you're given from the hospital. And I don't have a medical background, so I don't claim on any of that. But it's really interesting to see the difference that can be made to younger in particular that may have gone through the same similar incidents. Somebody's doing something that somebody else isn't. And the effect for that person growing up will be completely different. And that I think, makes a difference. I mean, you want to do the best you can to look after what you've got from this point on. And there's some medically is changing all the time. We try to keep up to date with that.
Of course. Yeah.
We've got lovely people that support their time, therapists, massages, you know, it's following all that up. And then there is financial. We have financially and do help out at different times and ways that we can,
So with this camp that you are organising now in January, right?
Yep.
Of course, you already started to
it's all
organize,
coming together,
all coming together. So what is that you actually provide there? Where are they going?
Oh my goodness, they don't even know this yet. They know the venue. We're taking it down to, it's halfway between Taupo and Turangi this time, and it's called My Camp.
My Camp. And it's between Taupo and?
Turangi.
Turangi.
It's a lovely location. Went down and had a look probably a month ago. It's right on, looking down at the lake. And we will put together a complete timetable for the 5 days they're there. So at this stage, logistically, we're trying to work out how we get everybody around the country to get there. We have a lot of exciting things going on. There'll be visits on the lake. There'll be workshops. There'll be some very interesting people coming forward. I must say, so far, the community of Taupo have been extremely supportive. Yeah, extremely supportive. So big shout out to them, actually. They've been great.
Excellent. Yeah. So how can people who listen to this interview, how can they help?
Well, first go to the website if that's something they have available. I can give you two contact phone numbers. More than happy with that myself.
Yes, which are...
09.
Yes.
No, I've gone blank. 0927.
Yes.
00.
Yes.
640.
Okay, so they're going to find... Yep,
that'll come straight through to me.
And they're going to be on the website anyway.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, if they want to have a look at the website.
Yeah, so the website is, because I think that's
www.
Yes.
Burns, B-U-R-N-S, .org.nz.
Okay. So www.burns.org.nz.
Yeah. And they're more than welcome. They'll see. We keep it very up to date. We've actually been working on that, and that has worked. That shows how important it is. To date, we have 4 new applicants coming through for camp next year, which... Last year was our biggest number, and it's wonderful because obviously people are starting to hear and they're coming forward, and that's good. Mm-hmm. We're happy to support. On the other hand, you look at and think that there's still too many accidents happening.
Of course.
Yeah. So it's catch 22, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Unfortunately. So, do you have volunteers? If someone would like to volunteer, for example, would that be something that you...
There's volunteers for camp.
I'd be happy to accept. Yeah. Volunteers.
I actually have a wonderful lady that's been with me for just over a month now, once a week. She comes into the office where I'm at and she's been a godsend. She just does so many wonderful things and it's her time and she's... Yes. Got herself very involved in it, actually, so yes. It's really nice.
Such as what? Well, we have phone calls or
we have resources, and we send them right through the country, and that's continual. Right. You know, their packs made up for the kids, so that alone, she has saved me hours at putting that together.
Of course, I can imagine.
Yeah, and they go right through the country, all the hospitals. Yeah. It's good for the siblings. Community groups, the schools, So we've built a really nice relationship between the hospitals. We donate and provide each year. We've been to Lower Hutt, we've been to Waikato, Christchurch, first time this year. And over the past, I would say, 10 years, an easy over $1 million worth of equipment has been provided from the Burn Support Charitable Trust to the National Burns Unit in Middlemore.
That's fantastic.
It's a really big effort,
So if somebody would like to really feel the urge to help you in a way or another, what would be the best thing they can do?
I think contact and work from there.
Contact, right.
Yeah, I think I treat my days as a empty canvas and it's a bit like... Right, we go in and we start filling it up. So I love to hear anyone's ideas. If people can help, they can assist. Or even if they have an idea that they think, you know, oh, I think this could work. I'm more than ready to listen to it. It's exciting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the moment, I think one of our things is looking for sponsors for children as well for the camp. And that's been quite good this year. We've had a couple of companies.
What kind of sponsors are you looking
for? We have had financial sponsorship. I will shout out to Thermal Solutions on the North Shore. They as a team and their staff have sponsored two children to camp for 2018. And in return, they will get booklets and back from these children. And it's a nice way to keep everyone in touch and up to speed of what's going on.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm hoping that not only the Romanian community, but other communities, would be willing to help in any way. And I think the most important thing, it's to learn about your existence and about what is that you do to help these people.
This is the opportunities that get us to do this. So we're very grateful.
You do have a Facebook page, don't you?
We do.
And you keep people up to date with your activities and what's happening and things like that.
And there's you will find that people connect through that and start sharing and it's media. Where would we be without all our social pages now?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
If I could just mention, we have an annual fundraiser each year. Our largest one, and it is to the 18th of November, so we've got just over a week to go. This is going to be a quiz night, so we're doing something a little different. And it's at the Pakaranga Rugby Rooms. So it's open to everyone and anyone, more the merrier. It's $35 a ticket.
Yes.
And you will find the information again on the website.
Okay.
This is another way that we are fundraising and this money contributes to that camp.
Thank you very much, Michelle.
Thank you.
And I'm really hoping that, I don't know, maybe we will meet again in 2 years and we'll see how the organization grew since, you know.
I hope so.
Today. And I wish you all the best.
Thank you. Yep. No, we appreciate it, as I say. And if you are out there and you do hear it, please come forward. You know, we will do anything we can for you and nobody has to be alone.
Absolutely.
So, I appreciate your time today. Thank you so much.
Thank you too.
On air, online, on demand, in your language. Planet FM on planetaudio.org.nz.